Here we are standing in the entryway to the new library. Tara Alcock, librarian, go ahead and maybe describe what we're looking at here.
Well, when you first enter the library, I think what people will notice the most is the sort of spacious feeling that you get. There's a high ceiling, you can look out and see the trees, and then you have a fairly wide open floor space for folks to come in. It's quite a welcoming feeling when you first walk in. So on your left, as you first come in, you can see the circulation desk, so that's where you check in. And behind the circulation desk, we have staff offices now.
Yeah, a little bit more space to work in back there.
A lot more space to work in, and that's been a real pleasure for everybody on staff. Another exciting thing that's in the front that people will notice that's totally new to Petersburg Library users is our self-checkout unit.
I know it's not on yet, but basically you just run the book through it, and it checks it out, and you're done.
Yeah, you need to have your library card, and we have some shiny new library cards that I think people will be excited to get. So you scan your library card, you scan your books. You grab a receipt from the machine and you walk on out. So I think people are really, really going to like that.
And here we are over at the children's room, very spacious, surrounded by glass. Kari Peterson, you're in charge of this area. Tell me about it as we walk in here.
Well, you come in and they're not here yet, but we will have some coat hangers. And there's 4 computers for children, 3 with internet access and 1 with preloaded educational games. And yeah, so this area here, this big open area, is for young children, probably like birth to 7, 8 years old. And then behind this area over in the corner.
Behind these bookshelves?
Yeah, behind the bookshelves we created another little separate room. And this area is for upper elementary. This is like 3rd, 4th, 5th grade. And so they have their very own space.
Very colorful furniture and little multicolored stools and things for kids to sit on.
Yes, and all the furniture is not here yet. There's actually going to be more. This is rainbow furniture.
And you've got a big window, a big view here from the circulation desk as well as from the general circulation area or general book area, I guess, and that you can see into the room?
Yeah, you can see into the room and also out of it. And it's a sound barrier, you know, so the kids can be kids, and you don't have to come to the library and be really quiet.
So let's walk down to the main book area, the stacks, and we're walking down a handicap accessible ramp here.
I think the thing that really first draws you down here is, of course, the fireplace. We have a propane fireplace, not operational yet, but soon to be, hopefully in time for the colder weather. And it's got a beautiful slate finish on it, and it's quite beautiful, and it definitely, I think, will become a place where people want to hang out. We're going to surround it with comfortable chairs.
Right, this is basically a whole sitting area, lots of comfortable chairs with actually little desks on them that you can move back and forth.
Yeah, and some of these are actually wired, so when you sit in them and put your laptop on the desk, you can actually plug your laptop into the chair.
Wow, people will like that. And you have, here's the magazine racks here. And
yeah, so we put the magazines next to the fireplace because we thought they were good companions for one another.
I think people probably wonder, books-wise, did you get a lot of new books, or is there a similar amount of books than you had in the last library, or room for more books?
Well, folks that saw the library when we closed saw how many books we had, and we haven't added any during the last month because we've been so focused on the move.
But you have a lot more room, I can see here.
We have a lot more room, and actually a lot of folks who use the library a lot have noticed in the past year we've done a massive amount of collection work. We've had some grant funds from the Rasmussen Foundation and from a joint grant that we do with the Petersburg Indian Association to beef up our collections, so I think people will find our collections quite shiny and new looking in our shiny new facility.
Lots of room between the stacks, between the shelving here, I notice, compared to the you're not quite as cramped.
Yeah, it's definitely a more spacious feel.
Much has been made in talking about this building, about the efficiency, energy efficiency. It's got the high ceiling, but maybe just talk a little bit about the effort to make it efficient.
Well, the lighting's all LED. We have triple pane, UV protected windows. We have an incredible amount of insulation in the walls, and so it's a very well sealed building. But it also has a really good ventilation system, which actually, I'll show you because it is kind of interesting. In the book stacks, you'll see integrated
these
silver grills, as well as in the front desk, and that's the ventilation system working. It basically pushes air out of those. It hits the ceiling and then slowly comes down, so it's creating a circular motion in the facility, so heating, the air is constantly moving in a circular motion from top to bottom.
So the hope is this is going to be quite efficient
We're hoping it's going to be very efficient.
Let's walk back here to the other rooms now. There's more stacks here. This is the teen area back here?
Yeah, so this is the teen room.
Yeah, this
and
is...
Jessica, Iremia.
Hi, Matt. So this is the Room of Requirement, which is the teen area.
The Room of Requirement.
The Room of Requirement, and there's a little story behind that. Mm-hmm. Our TAG members, that's our teen advisory group, had several meetings. They got together, and they're trying to figure out a nicer, more creative way to label their space. And the Room of Requirement is a literary reference to Harry Potter. And in Hogwarts Castle, there is the Room of Requirement. And if you walk in front of that room three times and you think of something, that is what the room becomes.
So this is sort of the Room of Dreams.
The Room of Dreams for the teens.
Yeah, very nice. It's very spacious. There's a sitting area, a little electric stove there.
Yeah, that's a little electric fireplace. And so we have this for the teens, and the adults have one in their area. And, of course, the teens are, they can go anywhere. This is, open space in the library.
But, again, windows so folks can see in and see out.
Windows so they can see in and see out.
To the rest of the library.
Yeah, and it just kind of, this is a little dampering space. Teens are much more livelier than, in their space. And so hopefully this will create where they can still be themselves and, be a little higher on the noise level than, say, at a whisper, because they like to really sit together and talk. And then this is also a really good area for them to come in and do their homework.
Well, let's take a look over here. Is the meeting room?
This room will be able to be used for presentations. People will be able to check it out for all sorts of different recreational means, as in if you want to maybe come in for movies, a lot of classrooms, a lot of our craft projects will be done in this room. You can be able to take learning connection classes through here. Our owl will be in here.
Your owl?
Our owl.
You have an owl?
No, our video conferencing.
Oh, video conferencing.
That's our short term for it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we'll have video conferencing potential as well.
And is the room wired for sound?
And this is where it gets interesting. So this box over here on the wall, we're very excited about this. Yes, we will.
You have a media box
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we have a media box, and it's certainly wired for sound, and it's wired for a variety of things. Jess, you want to?
Yeah, so this unit is so great. So on here, we have the capability to plug in with your computer from here and hook right up to our projector, and we have a screen that pulls down there. And so you can do presentations, movies. We have a microphone, a wireless microphone system, so that you are able to talk over the presentation. So do that. We also have a wireless listening system that, so if you have any problems hearing what people are saying, it's a microphone that you hook up, and it helps you hear what's going on.
And this room is probably almost a little bit bigger than the assembly chambers, if people were trying to get a reference for the size.
Yeah, it's roughly the size of the assembly chambers, and it has about the same capacity.
So it'd be really good for public meetings,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, sort of a 50 to 60 people would fit comfortably. We'll have tables and chairs, and some of the tables are wired so that it's good for meetings.
And, of course, the whole building is much more handicap accessible than the old library.
It's 100% ADA accessible.